Starting Simon Shin Samachay, Din Mavoi Shenifrats, Sifalach. Mavoi Shenifrats will pierce some Mitzido Klape Rosh. If you have a Mavoi, and on the side of it, there towards the entrance to the Mavoi, but not at the entrance, rather on the side of the Mavoi, close to the entrance, there is a hole in it. If between the entrance of the Mavoi and the hole in the side of the wall there remains a piece of the wall four tvachim wide, then you're okay. As long as the hole in the side of the wall is not greater than 10. But if it does not remain a pas of four there, so then you can't carry to the Mavoi anymore. Unless it's less than three tvachim, because we know less than three tvachim is like lavad, so it's completely sealed up. The Mishnah Berurah explains what's going on here, is that this Mavoi has a lechi or a kora at the head, and that's why you were allowed to carry in it, but on the side, there now comes a hole. So if you have Dalid, a pas of Dalid, that is a sheer chashuv for there to be a Mavoi, and therefore the main entrance does not become batel. And even though in general we say that the length of the Mavoi can't be less than four amos, still, if the Mavoi was made originally with the appropriate shear, and then there became a hole, so as long as you have the four tvachim, then you're going to be okay. But if there's less than four, then it will not be good, because even though less than 10 amos is called a Pesach, here we're concerned that maybe people will stop using the main entrance and they'll start using that side entrance instead, and then the lechi or kor will be pointless. So that's why it's not good if you don't have a pas of arba. Siv beis nifrats mitzido shelo klapei rosho. Similar case explains the Mishnah Berurah. In the same case where it's still the hole is on the side, it's just not towards the entrance, but still there's a hole on the side. Shiru be'eser, that has to be 10. Even if there no longer remains any of the rest of the wall, still going to be okay. As long as people don't walk through it, meaning that it's a makom metunaf, or there's stuff there so that people won't walk through this hole anymore to act as an entrance. And for sure, if part of the bottom of the wall still remains so people won't use it, so then it's going to be okay, as long as now people will not walk through it, so it will no longer won't count as an entrance to replace the main entrance, which has the lechi or kora there. So the point is, as long as you have between a pas arba and you have a pas arba there, and the hole is not eser amos, it's going to be okay as long as people don't walk through it.